Tango Tango Papa 1695, November 7th, 2012.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from, I'm not sure, someplace in Ohio. I'm along Interstate 71. So I unloaded this morning. Where did I unload at? Somewhere in Indiana. And then, what was the name of that place? Auburn, Indiana. And then they had me pick a load up, Harrington, I think was the name of it? Huntington. Huntington, Indiana, and then this load delivers, should be a drop and hook on the other end in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. So, I was wrong. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the election. I was very, very wrong. I've been saying for a while now, I had this really strong gut feeling that Mitt Romney was going to win. And I was thinking about that this evening. Obviously, I was wrong, but because he didn't win. But that was based on, what was that gut feeling based on? It was based on, I know how a genuine, and the key word is genuine, I know how a genuine American would react. I know how a genuine American would vote. A genuine American would not vote for Barack Obama, especially now. We know who he is. After 4 years, we know who he is. And so this tells us, and then the other thing, for a long time I've been saying upwards of half of the people in the country aren't genuine. Didn't really know what the percentage was. There was no really good way of gauging it. But I would say, and I've said it over and over probably 1,000 times, upwards of half of the people in the country are not they're not genuine people. They're not real. They're just programmed. Now we know. We can put a percentage with it. It's actually a slight majority, at least as far as people that vote. And by the way, if you don't vote, if you're one of those people that there's bunches of them that you think you're such a good Christian, your church doesn't believe in voting or whatever, You're not a genuine American. A genuine American would vote. A genuine American is not going to listen to what a church tells them to do as far as voting or not voting. They're not going to, just because the peer pressure says don't vote, they wouldn't listen to that. And so therefore, by definition, if you're in a church and you didn't vote, because none of the other, the peer pressure of your church says don't vote, and there are churches that are that way, you're not genuine. I'm sorry. Hate to break the news to you. Somebody needs to, by the way, but you're not genuine. You're not a genuine person. And you're certainly not a genuine American, because a genuine American would vote. And a genuine American would know who to vote for. A genuine American would not vote for a communist. There's all kinds of other interesting signs besides the presidential race. all across the country, there were different initiatives as far as marijuana. Colorado actually legalized marijuana. Can you believe that? Colorado actually legalized marijuana in this election. There were other states, including Arkansas, that had so-called medical marijuana on the ballots. I'm proud to say that in Arkansas it was defeated. Although, I didn't see the final vote totals, but it was fairly close, at least when I saw it reported last night. Surprisingly close. Now, again, I don't know what the final vote totals were. But in the other, I think there were like five or six other states that had those type of initiatives on the ballot, and in the rest of them it passed. Medical marijuana, which is just licensed, you know, it might as well be legalized. Encouraging people, just get high. Pretend like you're in Jamaica. You might as well be. Because they don't have any morals either. And now neither do we. Or at least half of us don't. And there were a number of other proposals raising taxes, different states raising taxes, so-called same-sex marriage, etc., that different states voted for. And they're all indicators of where we are morally. When I say immorally, you know, you're demoralized, I don't mean you're down in the dumps. There is such a thing as right and wrong. Whether you like it or not. But the problem is, we have half of the population now, a little, maybe slightly over half of the voting population. So you might as well say slightly over half of the population of the country are not real people. They're not real Americans. They're wind-up robots, programmed. You may be one of them, by the way. You could well be one of them and not even realize it. And how is that possible? It's because you think, when you're programmed, you think, you have the illusion that those thoughts that you're having and those impulses that you're having are originating with you, when in fact they're not. You're simply responding to a suggestion. But you have the illusion in your mind, you just cannot believe that someone else put those thoughts in your mind, someone else put those suggestions into your mind. You can't go there. Just cannot go there. Because it's too painful. For your stupid, fat, sluggy ego. So, slightly over half of the country is dead between the ears. Before I go on, I want to talk a bit about GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. Meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas, to problem solve, to develop creative solutions. But if your team is spread out in different locations, coming together can be an impossible task. Unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. No matter where everyone is located, GoToMeeting allows you to share the same screen, making it easier to be on the same page. And with a built-in HD video conferencing, you can see each other face-to-face. It's so easy to launch or join a meeting from anywhere using your computer, your phone, or your tablet. And now you can present from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST. GoToMeeting, meeting is believing. So that takes care of that. So, I know what a genuine American, how they would react. And that's what I based my gut feeling on. But the thing I didn't really know was what percentage of people are programmed. What percentage of the American citizenry is programmed? And it's, now we know, it's about maybe 51%. Now we know. So, I want to prepare you for what's coming. We've got all kinds of problems. Obamacare, of course, we had the traitorous John Roberts in the Supreme Court that upheld it. You know, it was his vote that upheld the Obamacare. So we have a traitor there. That upheld Obamacare, and so now that the 51% of zombies have voted our rights away and voted Obama into office again, and the regime behind him. Now that that has happened, we're going to get Obamacare whether we like it or not. So that's one thing, and that Obamacare by itself has the genuine potential to really bankrupt the country and to make people just unbelievably miserable. And if that was it, I mean, that would be bad enough. But then we've got this so-called fiscal cliff sort of lingering out there. And, you know, in fact, we've got multiple fiscal cliffs that are sort of lingering. Because, the so-called Bush tax cuts are set to expire soon. And then we have these sequestrations, so-called sequestration that's going to, you know, make draconian cuts to the military in order to finance the deficit. So-called finance the deficit, as if, you know, that's going to finance it. You know, and then plus other things. Well, the one other thing they're talking about is, we'll just have carbon credit. We'll use carbon taxes to, so-called carbon taxes, to offset the deficit. Raise taxes. You raise taxes in this kind of an environment, and it's very predictable what's going to happen. It's going to be hardship. Real, honest to God, genuine hardship is coming, especially to anyone that works. If you work for a living, if you produce goods and services for a living, hardship is on your way, on its way to you, whether you like it or not. You may end up on welfare. You may end up one of the people that wants the handout. And you may have to take the handout in order to survive. Whether you like it or not. I might have to. Whether I like it or not. But what I've said about get the hell out of the big cities still applies. Get the hell out. If you have any brains at all, you're already out of a place like New York City. And if you don't, then stay there. You're fine. Just go ahead and stay there. In fact, go to the Bronx. Hang out. So, you know, you want to be with like-minded people. But the other bit of advice that I would give you, and it's going to make the difference between whether you have sanity and you're actually able to be happy, or if you're going to be absolutely miserable. And this is regardless of what happens to you personally. It's just a little small bit of advice, and you probably won't take it. Don't resent. Very easy, that's it. That's the advice. Don't resent what is about to happen to you. Don't resent what you see. Don't resent people, places, and things. Because if you do, it's going to get extreme. What we've faced up to this point, especially in America, what we've faced up to this point, we've lived very sheltered, cushy lives. We don't know what hardship is. And yet, because people resent, they're all stressed out. We don't know what hardship is. We don't have a clue what hardship could be. So if you resent, if you still have resentment and you resent this and you think it's some, you resent that and you think it's some sort of a defense, you're about to find out that it's not. Because what is about to happen? Just read your book of Revelations. It's going to be it's predictable. Just read history. Read the history of Germany, for example. Or, you know, pick a country. We've led soft, sheltered lives. We've known very few genuine hardships. What is about to happen, don't know when, don't know how, you know, it's probably soon, but what is about to happen, and it's you know, probably not going to happen all at once, it's kind of a series of things. From one thing to the next, one thing leads to the next, and then so on and so forth. what is about the things that are about to transpire are going to get extreme. You may lose, if you, let's say you haven't lost your job already, you may well end up losing your job. Because on top of all this, there's going to be an avalanche of regulations planned. More than they've already implemented. And it's all deliberate, you stupid fool, if you voted for Obama. It's all deliberate. Communists know what they're doing. You think, oh well, that's so incompetent. You know, how could they do all these things that causes all this job loss? You know, don't they know that people are going to vote them out? How'd that work out for you? Or people have this thing, well, I'm not going to vote. And I saw an earlier, 13 million people fewer voted for Romney in 2012, yesterday. 13 million people fewer voted for Romney than voted for McCain. So in other words, Romney got 13 million fewer votes than McCain did in 2008. It's unbelievable. But it's not. Because all you have to do, do something horrible, get people to resent, shock them, throw them into a crisis. Keep going back and forth between crisis and showing them a good face. Crisis, showing them a good face. You resent the crisis, you resent losing your job, you resent whatever it is, the economic shock, you resent the shock, and then they show you the nice face, give you the handout. Oh, I feel so sorry for you. You've lost your job. Never mind that they caused you to lose your job. It's like, you know, oh, you poor thing. I've cut your legs off. Oh, you poor thing. You're crippled. But I cut your legs off. Kind of reminds me of a few years ago. There was this trial. I think it was in Southern California. The Menendez brothers. They murdered. If I've got my thing right, I don't know. I should research it. But anyway, that these boys, so-called boys, murdered their parents. And then they were saying, oh, but these poor people, you know, part of the defense, or the lawyers maybe at the end, they don't have any parents. They murdered their parents. Never mind that they murdered their parents. These poor boys don't have any parents anymore. Have mercy on them. Never mind that they murdered them. So you get shocked, create a crisis, create a series of crises, and give people handouts. And if people resent, they're easily converted. So it's just a matter of time at this point. It's going to get worse. Your life is going to get worse. Your situation is likely to get worse. May get very much worse. And there's about a 99% chance that you're in, probably 99.99999% chance that you're going to be miserable. You're going to be unhappy. You may even wish you're dead. You may find yourself in a situation where you wish you could die and you can't. You don't have a clue. We don't have a clue. Read the book of Revelation, for God's sake. We have no idea how hellish life can become, how hellish the hell that can pop out of people, the hell that one human being is capable of inflicting on another. On earth, it's about to change to on earth as it is in hell. And when that happens, it's not a matter of if it happens, when it happens. If you resent in the slightest, if you have buried resentment, and you resent, and it's in there, and something excites it, you know, that's all it takes. Let alone if you think you're defending yourself at some sort of a defense by resenting injustice, resenting people, places, and things. You think that's some sort of a defense that's going to protect you somehow. You're wrong. Dead wrong. 180 degrees wrong. And so that's my advice. Regardless of what happens, learn not to resent. Give up resentment. But most people end up hanging on to it, or they'll make it cute. Or they think it's like a little pet and keep it around. Or they'll say things to me like, I know I get too upset. I know I resent. I know I do. You know, it's kind of like they have their little secret chocolate stash. I know I shouldn't eat these, you know, this chocolate. Or I shouldn't eat all these desserts. I know I shouldn't. I know I overeat. I know I get too upset. I know I let things get to me. It's not a matter of you letting things get to you. If you have resentment, whether you're aware of it or not, if you have resentment buried in there, whether you're aware of it or not, things will get to you. It's not a matter of if you let them get to you or not. BS. You have no choice. What does that say? It says, all who sin are what? Slaves. S-L-A-V-E-S. What part of that don't you understand? Resentment is a sin. Being proud of it, making excuses for it, it's just a compensation. You're playing with battery acid. You're playing with, you might as well have radioactive, might as well have uranium, you know, uranium or something, something, you know, the like the radioactive rods out of a nuclear plant. You might as well have those stuck in your pocket somewhere. People have been saying for years we're in the last days. I think we're there, gang. I think we're there. America just made it official. America's gone dark. When did it happen? It probably happened 4 years ago. Clearly, I think that's when it happened. It happened before that, maybe 6 years ago. Because people voted for the communists 4 years ago. So it may well have been 6 years ago. But we just didn't realize it yet. So it was too late. Looking back, it was too late in 2008. And it's certainly too late in 2012. I know people have this idea you could, you know, that we'd elect Romney somehow, and that we knew that that wasn't going to be the solution to the problem, but that would be a Band-Aid we could put on it until we could solve the problem, the moral problem, otherwise. Sorry, we were all out of Band-Aids a long time ago. Ronald Reagan was a Band-Aid. Reagan got in, economy got better, moral problems, moral decay continued. George Bush Sr. was a Band-Aid. Country prospered. The economy seemed to prosper. Morality continued to decline in earnest. Yesterday, the country as a whole voted to commit suicide, to commit national suicide. We just made it official. So we're going to end up with dictatorship. A Barack Obama dictatorship. You have different types of dictatorship. You have like communist dictatorships, you know, like an oligarchy type dictatorship. Or you have... you know, like a Saddam Hussein type dictatorship where you have the guy that's just absolutely ruthless. that ends up in power. Then you have the kind of the Adolf Hitler style, and I think that's more Obama's style. You think, oh, now Obama, no matter what he is, he could never be capable of doing those things. You give him a chance. He has to grow into it. He has to be able to grow into the role, because it's not good. I've talked about this before. It's what's happened with Obama, him getting his way, especially in the last 4 years since he's been president, him getting his way, and then now the re-election, always getting his way, is not good for him. So we're probably just a couple of years away from concentration camps. People will start disappearing, although once the military's cut, our enemies, radical Islamists, for example, may rush in, or it could be the Russians or the Chinese even, but let's say radical Islamists rush in and take advantage of our military weakness. So the future of the country is looking very, very bleak. And going back to my prior point, if you resent what you see, people, places, and things, if you resent the things that happen to you, that are about to happen to you, you're toast. It's going to put you to the ultimate test. It's going to put your character to the ultimate test. And it's very simple. The character test is very simple. You either resent or you don't. Resentment only appears to be some sort of a defense or something good to the rotten side of your ego. So if you believe that resentment is a good thing, if you believe that playing God in your own mind, wishing people dead with your thoughts as if you were God, is a good thing, if you believe that that's a good thing, something is drastically wrong with your perceptions. And if you keep hanging on to that resentment, you keep hanging on to that, you're facing serious, serious problems. You're about to be put to the test. And if you resent at all, you will fail the test. Not only will you fail the test, you are going to be miserable as you've never been miserable before in your entire life in the process of that test. And that test is going to be repeated over and over and over. Mention it once in a while. Go to my website, truckertompodcast.com. Up at the top, there's a link that says meditation. Click on that. I've got, about three or four files that are hosted on my server. Two or three of them are from Roy Masters. And there's one file that I recorded. It teaches you how, to meditate. Simple meditation technique. And the idea of it is to get you to practice learning to stay in the moment, be aware of the moment, stay in the moment, not be caught up in your thoughts. It's a surprisingly simple technique, but if you practice it, you learn how to do it, and you continue to practice it. It is amazing. I found it, you know, the cumulative benefit is absolutely stunning. It helps you to learn to, you know, to bring you, helps you to get into and stay in an objective state. So that's there, at least for now. And how long is it going to be before, you know, they're going to regulate the internet? They've got all these regulations, and they love to regulate the internet, and boy, there's nothing stopping them now. So Obama has been basically, I mean, he's been acting like a kind of a virtual dictator. Congress is pretty much irrelevant, and has been for some time now. He just kind of acts, you know, has all these executive orders, and they don't say anything about it. He's violating the Constitution right and left. They don't, you know, they don't do anything about it. Don't say anything about it. Don't do anything about it. People have their heads stuck in the sand, up their asses, pardon the French. So it's probably, the internet's probably going to get either severely limited or shut down even. So I may not be able to go on with this podcast. And if it comes down to it, I'll hide in a cave somewhere. You know, go off, just go away. So it's a little bit late to face reality, but, you know, you want to start. Things are about to get very, very ugly. And again, if you have resentment, if you harbor resentment towards anything, whether you're aware of it or not, you're going to be miserable beyond your ability to believe that you could be miserable. We've led such soft, sheltered lives, we don't have a clue. We really don't have a clue. On earth as it is in hell is coming our way, whether we like it or not. And if hell is able to make you miserable, if hell is able to make you suffer, it's only because, and only because you have resentment. And you won't look at it. That's the only way that it can get to you. That's the only way that it can grab your and become your identity. Externalize your identity. And it's about to get a whole lot more intense than you can imagine, or even I can imagine. So here comes the test. So anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off, see if I can get headed to bed. Hope everyone is having a great week. I know I am. And I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.